Welcome to the podcast, everyone. This is Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode of MIS, we're going to be talking about books. Now, I know what you're thinking. This is supposed to be a podcast about technology, but MIS is actually a podcast about business and technology, and the books that we're going to be talking about are business books. So we're going to be talking about the top five business books, at least my top five business books. Let's get started. All right, coming in at number five, the book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. This book came out in 2008, and there's all sorts of things that I think are very interesting about this book, but the one thing that he repeats over and over, Gladwell repeats over and over, and the thing that kind of stuck with me was, you know, kind of the 10,000-hour rule, or to master something, to be a true master at anything, you have to spend 10,000 hours on it. And one of the examples that he gives are the Beatles. So the Beatles, you know, we always think of the Beatles being that sort of iconic group that make that big jump onto television during the Ed Sullivan Show. But Gladwell actually talks to us about how the Beatles had actually practiced for thousands of hours in clubs, that 10,000 hours to get truly great. And they you know, showcased that talent that they had acquired on the Ed Sullivan Show. So, you know, really it talks about a lot of hard work. And these overnight successes that we sometimes see aren't necessarily so overnight. So Outliers, number five. Coming in at number four, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So this book came out in 1989, came out by the author was Stephen R. Covey. And this one has a lot of things that you've probably heard of, thinking, beginning with the end in mind, look for win-win situations, seek first to understand and then be understood. You know, this book is truly a classic, and there's a lot of truisms in the book, which is why it's my number four. Book number three on the list, The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team. So this one came out in 2002, and the author is Patrick Lencioni. This type of book is a very popular business genre as a business fable. So he really talks about, you know, trying to get everyone to row together, and they talk about this fictional company, and they kind of set it up so that there's a new leader, and this new leader, they explore these 5 dysfunctions that this team has, and they try and figure out, you know, what they can do to, you know, get the company back on track. They talk about the 5 dysfunctions, and there are things like absence of trust, fear of conflict, lack of commitment, avoidance of accountability, and inattention to results. In addition to learning something as you're reading the book, it's also very entertaining to kind of go through this story and see how these organizations work. Oftentimes you'll find yourself saying, yep, that happens in my organization, or yep, I know where that person's coming from. So very good book, well worth the read. It's also very entertaining as well as educational. Book number two on the list is The Goal by Elia Goldratt. This book is another fable in which we have a fictional company and a leader who has to sort of turn around the organization. He has this sort of mentor, a Yoda type of mentor, who kind of helps him, you know, think through various processes. And the book primarily is about constraints and various types of manufacturing, but it can be a constraint about anything, whether it's a people constraint, or a constraint of management where you only have so much time and so much money to do various things. So similar to the book, 5 Dysfunctions of a Team, the reason I like this book is because it does tell you a story about what's going on with this individual. You know, he's having some problems in his personal life. He's having some problems with his business, but they're continually teaching you about this idea of constraints or bottlenecks in all organizations and how to kind of look out for those things. But it's also highly entertaining as well. So it's not just a dry business book that you're trying to read through, but it's actually, you know, teaching you something as you read through it. So very similar to the 5 Dysfunctions of a Team book, this one really goes through and tells that story and reinforces that idea of constraints and reinforces that idea of bottlenecks. And finally, my number one business book of all time, Good to Great by Jim Collins, came out in 2001. This book, the reason that I picked this one as the number one, as my personal favorite business book of all time, is because I believe that a lot of what Jim Collins is trying to say in this book resonates beyond just these seven companies that he sort of followed that went from good to great. Now, there's been some criticism that, you know, some of the companies that he follows, you know, fell upon hard times. And so a lot of critics were saying, well, yeah, you know, the book was great in 2001, but then we saw that a lot of things happened and these companies weren't as great as Collins thought. And, you know, what I would say is that with Collins and his team, they weren't trying to specifically just go by the numbers. A lot of what they are talking about are business concepts. And I believe that a lot of his concepts are very sound. And those are things like, you know, the idea of the flywheel, that, you know, once, you know, one revolution of a flywheel is really, really difficult. And the second is a little bit easier. And the third is a little bit easier than the second. And the hundredth is that much easier in the thousands. And now as the flywheel starts moving and moving and you've built all of this momentum up in any organization, you know, if you can build that critical mass and get that critical energy spent, things get easier and easier as you move. And also they have the doom loop where, you know, if things start going bad, if they're allowed to continue to keep going bad, you know, you'll get into that doom loop type of scenario. Collins also talks about your hedgehog or your hedgehog concept. And that concept is just something that's very simple and everyone just kind of can understand it throughout the organization. He also talks about the idea of level five leadership. He talks about, you know, the one of the main frameworks though that he talks about is disciplined people that have disciplined thought followed by disciplined action. And how are you going to argue with that? How are you going to say, you know, that doesn't make any sense? Whereas if you do have disciplined people with disciplined thought and disciplined action, you know, in those organizations, obviously you're going to have good results. Some other excellent business books that didn't quite make my list, but are honorable mentions are Who Moved My Cheese? How to Win Friends and Influence People? The 1 Minute Manager? The Phoenix Project? Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and The Art of War. As always, thanks for listening to the podcast, and that's it for MIS. Until next time.